こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。スイスで企業経営者の給料について、その会社で最も賃金の低い従業員の12倍を上限と定める提案の是非を問う国民投票が昨日実施されました。この提案は経営者の1ヶ月の収入が最も賃金の低い従業員の1年分の収入を超えてはいけないというコンセプトに基づくもので、10万人の署名のもと国民投票が実現しました。ということだったんだけど、実際昨日の結果では、66% 対 34% で負けてしまったので、実際に実施されることはとりあえず今のところはなさそうです。
Switzerland held a vote on whether to limit the pay of top executives to 12 times their lowest paid employees. This vote was realized after a petition for the issue reached 100,000 signatures. The issue was voted against 66% to 34%. This is partially because there was a very effective, there were effective ad campaigns suggesting that such a pay limit would reduce Switzerland's international competitiveness as well as drive out multinational companies.
そう、一応これ国民の声っていうことで投票が行われたんだけど、まあ、その反対している人たちの、これがもし実現しちゃうと、その、ね、競争がなくなっちゃうとか、外資系の会社がスイスから出ていっちゃうっていうような声がやっぱり多くて、国民がまあちょっと怖くなっちゃって反対しちゃったっていう感じみたいなんだけど、米大手500社の CEO の1日の収入が平均的な平社員の1年分の収入に相当してるっていう、ね、のも言われてるし、あとブルームバーグが250社に行った調査でも、各社が最も大きいのは JC ペニー、アメリカのデパートで、 CEO が去年54億円受け取っているのに対し、平社員は300万円ということで、格差がすごいね。
うん。
1年分の収入が、自分の会社の CEO がさ、1日で稼いでたら辞めたくなるよね。もらいすぎじゃない？そんなにいらないじゃん。ちゃんとみんなに分けてよって思うよね。
I don't really think of Switzerland as a country that has, an inequality issue.
Yeah, but 物価がすごい高いから苦しい人は苦しいんじゃない、やっぱり。
The U.S. is far.
アメリカの方が全然やばい。うん、格差的には全然やばいけど、でもスイスっていつも素晴らしいよね。いつもこの国民投票で結構イケてるアイデアというか、新しいアイデアをどんどん出してくるじゃない。Mm.
So, would you have voted for this?
Maybe.
Or against it? Which way would you have gone?
I might have said yes, because I'm not 経営者. If you're one of those 経営者, then 嫌じゃない?多分。でも心が痛いよね。だって JC ペニー、自分が54億円もらっててさ、普通の人が300万円、自分の会社の人だよ、それも。
Yeah, I think the JCPenney situation is pretty ridiculous, but I'm not sure I would have voted for this either.
頑張っただけお金がすごいもらえるっていうのはすごいいいことだと思うの。CEO でそこまでやっぱり上り詰めたからにはちゃんと報酬が得られるっていうのは大事だと思うんだけど、やっぱりあまりにも差がついてるっていうのは良くないでしょう。
Well, with the campaign suggesting that it would reduce their international competitiveness and drive out multinational companies, that's a reality. That's true.
Yeah.
And the reason why so much talent goes to the U.S. is because they know they're going to get paid more.
だからこれを実際にやるとしたら、結構何カ国かでせーのでやらないと無理だよね。だから自分だけやっちゃうと損しちゃうから。
You mean like all countries should do this?
Not all countries, but like at least, you know, G なんちゃらとかそういうさ、mm. You have to do it together with someone else. You can't just do it alone, I guess.
Japan's a very interesting example because the income inequality situation in Japan is not bad.
Mm.
I mean, it's not bad compared to the US or some of these other Western
China とかね
countries.
Yeah. あの、日本はお金持ちって言っても、あの、限る、なんていうの？アメリカのお金持ちとか中国のお金持ちと日本のお金持ちって全然違うもんね、レベルが。
Yeah,
その分格差が少ない。
There's a lot of people in Japan that are rich, but I don't think there's that many people in Japan that are wealthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうね。
The people that are ballin' in the States.
Yeah.
They're literally flying everywhere on private jets. There's no question、
うん、あとあの
about how they get from A to B.、
うん、あと相続税とかが違うからね。アメリカだとソーシャライトとかいるじゃん。おじいちゃん、おじいちゃん、ひいおじいちゃんの代で一発当てたら、もう孫の代まで働かなくても大丈夫とか。でも日本は相続税でどんどん取られちゃうから、3代ぐらいになるともうなくなっちゃってるからね。だから、you know、その何々家。がずっとお金持ちでいられるっていうのは日本だとちょっとできないんだよね、
hmm.
税金の問題で That's kind of sad, but
It's Yeah, it's weird to It's weird when you get to the States、
mm.
and the customs people are all like oh, you know, it's such a They were saying this to my mom that it's such a privilege to be able to enter the United States
え
Because my mom's Japanese. They always treat her like shit when she tries to go into the United States.
お母さんに向かって行ったの?
Yeah.
え? 失礼すぎる。
No, those I don't know what they're called. The customs officials or whatever.
この時代に?
Yeah, that's absolutely. They're still rude. They still give people so much shit about like...
でもね結構いるんだよねあのアメリカの真ん中辺の方の人とかだと日本ってまだ発展途上国でしょバレに思ってる人とか結構いるんだよね
let me finish my story so they're always saying like oh it's such a privilege like you know to enter the United States and, you know I like it's such an amazing country、
wow.
but once you're through it's there's like homeless people everywhere、
yeah.
And bridges are falling apart.
Yeah.
The buildings are not well maintained. The streets aren't well maintained.、Mm. The service is absolutely, it's terrible. I'm not saying like everything about the US is terrible.
Yeah.
But it's on the extremes. There's people that are doing very well in the US.、
Mm.
And there's people that are doing very not well in the US.、Mm. And you see that everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, there's homeless people everywhere, but I mean...If you go to the States, some parts of the States, it's like a completely different level. Like,、mm. it's almost shocking.
Yeah.
Even, just walk around Hawaii. It's like, what? Like, no one has houses. Where are people living right now?
でもなんか日本も怖いのは、アメリカだとさ、すごいまあ苦しんでる人もいるけど、その代わりにすごい大金持ちもいるわけじゃん。Mm. 相続税がまないから。日本はさ、今までその終身雇用とかだったから、みんなが中流階級って言われてたけど、今その正社員切りとか言って派遣とかさバイトとかが増えてきて何40代50代になっちゃうと切られちゃう人たちとかがいるじゃないだからそういうのが増えてくると
Well, there's also less people.
いやでもだからそういうのが増えてくると上がいないのに下ばっかり増えるっていう、
mm.
何だからすごい大金持ちがいる代わりにすごい貧乏な人がいるってわけじゃなくて大金持ちもいないんだけど貧乏な人が増えていくみたいな結構恐ろしいことになる、なりそうじゃない?
Here?
Yeah. Because of the employment thing. You know, a lot of people are not 正社員 anymore.
Mm.
They're not like full-timers.
Yeah.
Because companies don't want like 正社員.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of scary.
I think there's a lot of well-intentioned policy making.That actually results in disaster.
Yeah.
Like the subprime mortgage situation in the United States.
Mm.
I think a lot of people think that that was triggered by what was it like the some housing act that where banks had to I mean, they were just trying to promote home ownership and help people get loans for houses. This is like not good loans, subprime loans. These aren't loans that you want to be making a bunch of.
Mm.
The government was like, make those loans because we want people to have houses.
Yeah.
Well, if you do the math, it won't work.
Yeah.
The math says we shouldn't make these loans.
Yeah.
Well, if you force the banks to make these loans, of course you're going to have a collapse.
Yeah.
That was so dumb. And they always do stuff like this.
あのサブプライムローンのやつね、サウスパークで一回すっごい分かりやすいのがあるの。ちょっと分かんない人探してみて。そう、あの、it's like a metaphor. So they're not actually talking about the subprime loan. But, なんか、it explains so well and easily.
Well, it's not,
so anyone can understand what happened in the States.
It's not that complicated.
そうね。
They always try to do this, this sort of thing.And it always backfires. You know, this sort of...
まあでも派遣とかもそうだからね。いいことと思って始めたんだけど、まあちょっと危ういね。Okay. カナダのバンクーバー市が新築の建物のドアノブの設置を禁止します。これ高齢者、障害者、小さい子供に配慮してレバーハンドルに変える試みを行っていて、まあその一環なんだけど、2014年3月1日から新しい建築条例として発行します。で、ドアノブ販売業者が、まあ、これに対してムムムだよね、まあそりゃで、あの Antique Doorknob Collectors of America っていう、まあ、アンティークドアノブのコレクターの会みたいなアソシエーションがあるんだけど、その人たちもあの、まあ、これを条例にするなんてひどいみたいな感じで怒っています。
I'm sure they're all white people
I guess. I don't know.
It's not racist. Vancouver is banning doorknobs on new buildings beginning next year. Doorknobs are being replaced with door handles. The difference being that the knob is the round thing that you have to rotate.
Yep.
Whereas a handle, you can just push it down.
Mm.
So I guess it's easier to operate if you're what's the politically correct term now? Physically challenged?
I guess. I don't know.
The reason, the reason is, it'll make it easier for everyone to open doors. If you're carrying stuff, it's easier to operate the handle too. And the Antique Doorknob Collectors of America, are protesting this ban, claiming that this isn't the place for such policy. And I actually agree. I agree with the Antique Doorknob Collectors of America. We see eye to eye.
そう、まあ、その人たちはあの公共の場所は、まあ、確かにハンドルにした方がいいかもしれないけど、レバーに。でも自分の家とかだったら別にドアノブでもいいじゃんみたいな感じで言っていて、あの自分の家にだからそういう障害者とか高齢者がいない人はドアノブつけるのは勝手じゃんみたいな感じで言ってる。
Does this, ban actually apply to people's homes?
Yeah.
Oh, really? It
yeah.
does?
Yeah.
No way.
そうそうそう。だから怒ってんの。
So you have to like, it's like what people do in Japan. You build your house a certain way, then you have it inspected,
yeah.
and then you change it later.
そうそうそう。
So you're going to have like illegal doorknob install.
だからあの、3階に続いてるあの階段のとこに壁をつけといて、インスペクションの後に取るみたいなこと。
Yeah.
I'm sure people are going to do that, but...
Well, people always build their houses out here, too, because you can only cover a certain amount of land, and you can't have this much floor space on certain floors and stuff, so they just change it later.
まあなんか、確かに新しい建物で、日本でも別に条例とかじゃないけど、あんまりこう丸いドアノブっても見ないじゃん、その公共の建物とかだと。で、やっぱりこう指がちゃんと使えないと開けられないし、確かにレバーの方が、ね、手が塞がってても開けられるから赤ちゃん抱っこしてる人とかにはいいと思うんだけど、条例にするって結構なね。
I think the antique doorknob black market's about to explode. These guys are all gonna become criminal organizations.
So. Yeah, right.
they already have don't they use like bags of doorknobs to like beat people to death.
What?
You haven't heard about that?
What?
Anyway.
So, Canada のね住んでる人はドアノブがもう見られなくなっちゃう。
What about the Japanese sliding door? I feel like those are dangerous.
Sliding door?
You know the old Japanese sliding door where you like sit seiza and you like go like...
Ah, hikido みたいなやつ?
Reach over with like...
Ah, futsuma とか? Why is it dangerous?
Because on the other side, on the other end of the door, someone could have their fingers pinched.
Ah, まあね。でもあの、日本のああいうふすまみたいなのってすごい軽い木でできてるから、もともとはね。だからそのパンって挟まったぐらいで別に何? It's not like Western metal door or anything. So I don't think it was a danger issue.
The Japanese ones? No, it is.
だってもともとだってふすまのやつ見たことない?その木のさであの障子が張ってあるやつ。
At my grandparents' house, they have those sliding Japanese doors. And if there is like a kid like messing with the other...
でもそれ結構珍しくない?だって開けるときに言えばいいじゃん。そしたらちょっと開けるよとかさ。I don't know.
I guess. You can't see though because so let's say you're opening the door on your side of the door. Someone like a kid is on the other side of the door and they have their hand against the door. If you open the door, you're going to slide their fingers intooin between the two doors.
まあでも普通その隙間がめちゃくちゃちっちゃいからこう指とかが入るような隙間じゃないんだもん。
入るよ。
それより自動回転ドア?
Oh, like the Mori Tower.
そう、あれの方がやばいでしょ。
Mori Tower
Road. 死んじゃったもんね、あれちっちゃい子。あれ怖すぎだよ。あれ大人でも結構怖いもん。なんかわかんないけど。あの、
well,
Oh my
not,
God, I hate、I'm... the one at, あの原宿のスタバが入ってる あのあるじゃん、
ね、
前ギャップがあった建物、
うん、
あの自動回転ドア意味が分かんないよね。横に普通のドアもついてるしさ、
うん、
えこれ何のためにつけたのみたいな。
怖いよ。 I don't think that there's anything wrong with the rotating doors except for that you might be in there with an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, if I just go through that door by myself, I know I'm fine.
Yeah.
But if I'm going through the revolving door, and there's some idiot coming the other way, and he's, like, shoving the door, so, like, the...
Yeah.
Like, the 回転の speed 変わるじゃん。
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going to happen to me.
そうだから、あと子供がだからその、一人で入って怪我するかもしれないものがある時点でもう怖くない?あとあのそうだスタバのやつがアノイングなのはあのちょっとでも窓に近づくと止まっちゃうんだよね。だからずっと止まってんの、oh. でみんなえ止まっちゃったって言って押すじゃん。そうするともっと止まるの。あと危ないみたいな、
oh, really?
うん。
No, I don't think that one's electric, is it?
It has this like weird motion sensor or whatever detective thing where you get too close to the window or the glass, it stops.And I see people all the time like 閉じ込められてる like stuck in there like え何何みたいな。
Is どこでもドア is that a doorknob or a door handle?
ドアノブだと思う。
ノブ。
うん。昔って結構全部ドアノブじゃない？てかドラえもん指なくない？どうやって開けてんの？
Yeah, we should change どこでもドアと handle too.
Handle. はい。次。サンディエゴ州立大学の研究でツイッターを利用して正確にインフルエンザの流行を予測するのができると分かりました、2013年8月31日から3月4日まで11都市内で発信されたツイートをモニター、風邪やインフルといったキーワードを含むツイートの数の増加と実際の患者数の増加に関連性を発見しました。これもちろんあの患者が直接発信している情報なのであの都市や国のデータよりも早いものが得られるということで今後病院とかお医者さんにこれを提供することで何かあのなんていうの役に立つんじゃないかと言われています。
San Diego State University researchers found that Twitter can accurately predict flu outbreaks in different regions across the United States.They monitored tweets containing keywords for the flu originating in 11 different cities between August 31st and March 4th of this year. Upon comparing this with official flu rates reported by these cities, they found a significant correlation. They believe that monitoring Twitter would enable authorities to obtain data on the spread of the flu more quickly than current methods.
Yep. Twitter の、 あのサーチ機能って便利なんだよね。だからこういう感じで。あの、まあこれは結構大規模な感じだけど、そうじゃなくても普段なんていうの。I use it all the time actually.
Yeah.
To check something. なんかサッカー見てるときとか、わかんない。なんかいろいろ。
Anytime I don't know what's going on,、
うん、
but I think other people do,
そうそうそうそうそう、
I go on Twitter.
あとね、言語勉強してる人結構使える。私、あの、スペイン語とかポルトガル語で何か書くときに、なんか、え、この言い方合ってるかなって思うじゃん。その時に、そのツイッターで検索すると、いっぱい人が使ってれば、あ、これ言うんだみたいな。でも誰も出てこなかったら、あ、これ間違ってんのかみたいな。
I use Google search that way sometimes.
Ah, okay, okay.
I put it in quotes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll search for a phrase in Japanese and see if other people are saying it.
Right, right.
Because sometimes,
すごい便利な。
Sometimes you can find the definition of a word,、
うん、
but that doesn't really tell you how to use
そうそうそう
it. Especially in Japanese, it's like this word means this, but you can't use it for
this. でも英語もそうだよ。あの、単語とか結構、何、どうやって使えばいいのかなって思うじゃん。動詞とか。なんか意味は分かってるんだけど、みんながどういうふうに使ってるか分からない。イディオムとかはツイッターで検索すると、実際に結構みんなが本当に使ってるじゃん、ネイティブの人が。だからみんなね、ちょっとそう、そういう使い方もできるよ。よくやってるマミは。便利ですね、ツイッター
。うん、It's pretty... I think if you're not using Twitter, you're definitely at a disadvantage these days.
そうね。あの、自分から取りに行かなくても、どんどんね、情報が流れてくるからね。
And,
ぼーっとしてても。
I get news from Twitter too.
うん。
For this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of the stories that I pick for the podcast are from
Twitter.
From Twitter, yeah.
ニュースのね、あの、ソース、大体みんなもう Twitter アカウント持ってるもんね、そういう公式の。てか、うちらもスタンプ欲しいね、早く。
Oh, the checkmark?、
うん、
the verification?
そう。欲しくない？あれ、オフィシャルマーク、ツイッターの。
Yeah, I have friends who have the verified mark.
Yeah.
あれね、でも。They have like, they have like 80 followers. It's like, what? How did you?
あれね、しかもアプライできないんだよね。こう、ツイッターに見つけてもらうの待つしかないんだって。Too bad.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah. I like Twitter. It's 超便利。次。
Honda introduced their Unicub thing at the 2013 Tokyo Motor Show. It has been classified as a personal mobility device, and it moves using the HOTDS, or Honda Omni-Traction Drive System. It can travel up to 6 kilometers per hour, it's 52 centimeters tall, and it's steered by leaning in the direction you want to go. You actually sit down on it. It's like a Segway, except you kind of sit、
うん、
but the way that you sit on it is kind of weird、anyways go ahead、
ホンダが先日の東京モーターショーでユニカブを発表しました、これセグウェイみたいな感じなんだけど、まあ、座って乗る乗り物、うん、あ、手ぶらで乗る乗り物で、ホンダオムニトラクションドライブシステムっていう、まあ、要は車輪の付け方のシステムなんだけど、あの、人と同じように全方向に動けるっていうことです。で、椅子のように座って使うので、両手も使えるし、足をすぐに地面につくことができるので、まあ、安全性にも優れているらしいです。体重移動によって方向を変えられて、タッチパネルの操作も可能。最高速度は時速6キロで、航続距離も6キロ、高さ52センチで、バッテリー充電式です。まあ、ホンダによると、そのショッピングモールとか空港、美術館、図書館みたいな、まあ、ちょっと屋内だよね。屋内でちょっと、あの、歩く距離が長い時に使うのを想定して作ったみたいです。
It seems like an indoor thing to me、
うん、
Whereas
That's what Honda is saying.
Yeah, the Segway is pretty outdoorsy.
Yeah.
Because、
ね、
the Segway goes、まあ、up to 20 kilometers per hour, which is、うん、way faster.
あの、ヨーロッパとか行くと、あの、空港の中で、あの、セグウェイ使ってるけどね、職員の人が。
Like rental?
No, no, no. It's for employees.
Oh, they...
Or the guards.
The people working at the airport ride around on Segways?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Like guards and I don't know if they're cops, but guards みたいな人がよく乗ってるよ、Segway.
Security on Segways.
Yeah, I see it all the time. このでもユニカブ便利そうだよね。
My legs work fine.
ちょっと怖いのかなこれ。なんかさ、何も前につかむとこがないじゃん。だから一輪車的な感じよね。だから雰囲気的には、
yeah.
こうなんか手ぶら、なんかその安定して安定性はどうなのか。
That's definitely an advantage over the Segway, because the Segway you have to hold.
うん、立ってるしね、しかも。
But the Unicub, if you look at the pictures of it, there's people like pointing and like using their hands.
Yeah.
But it's I don't know. What's... I'm not that lazy. I don't understand.
Yeah, でもだから将来さ、ほら、車が自動になって、バイクとかがなくなっ、バイクもだから自動になるとさ、ハンドルを持たなくていいから、こういう、何、体重で移動するみたいになってとかなんじゃない、わかんないけど。
But what's the application for this, like right now? I mean, If your legs aren't working, this would be great, right?
Or, I mean,
isn't this way better than a wheelchair?
でも結構足に力入らないといけないんじゃない、これ。あの、支えて座ってないといけないから。
Just tape me to it. I'm good.
なんかこうまたがってるからさ。If you don't have enough muscles on your feet, then maybe it's kind of scary.
You know what Honda should do? Is they should host some sort of Paralympic event with these things where they have, like, boxers who can't use their legs, like, compete.
Or maybe they can try... you know they have basketball, John? Wheelchair basketball? 車椅子バスケ? とかこれ、こっちの方がやりやすそう。
I'm thinking boxing because...When you're wearing the boxing mitts, you can't use a wheelchair. So they, there's, so if you're into boxing and you can't use your legs, you can't have the gloves on and, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus the chair's in the way.
確かに。
It'd be really interesting.
でもこれに乗りながら殴られるって結構怖くない?この上から落ちるんだよ。
I don't know. I don't even know if it's possible. I'm just
You're just giving some idea to Honda.
That's just a promotional idea. I would watch it. If I was like, yo, there's these guys on these like Unicub, Segway type things that are boxing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't people watch that? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe it's a terrible idea.
はい、次。
An energy company was fined recently by the U.S. government for the deaths of 14 golden eagles.Killing golden eagles is considered a federal crime. The $1 million settlement is the first time the U.S. government has enforced these Migratory Bird Treaty Act rules against producers of wind power. However, fines have been levied against oil and power companies responsible for electrocuting or drowning birds in the past. The two Duke Energy, these wind farms are owned by Duke Energy.involved are considered the deadliest farms in the areas in the area for birds. Duke Energy will also be required to have scientists ready to shut down wind turbines when eagles are spotted. A variation of radar technology will also be used to detect the presence of these birds.
Duke Energy というアメリカの発電会社が14羽の犬ワシを殺したとしてアメリカの政府が罰金を言い渡しました。犬ワシを殺すのはアメリカでは連邦犯罪となっており、今回の件で100万ドルの罰金ということです。何が起きたかというと、風力発電の羽の部分に犬ワシが当たって、まあ、死んでしまったということで、こうわざと殺そうとしたわけじゃなくて、まあ、事故なんだけど、
yeah.
今後の対応策として、何その専門家の協力のもと、犬ワシを見つけたらすぐに、風力発電を止めるとか、まあ、そういういろいろな施策を今後取る予定です。まあわざとじゃないか、仕方ないといえば仕方ないよね。 Or was this like a path for Inuashi? Could they have known this?
Well,
or
eagles are gonna just fly wherever they
But I mean like goose とかってさ、 あの同じところを毎年飛ぶじゃん。
Geese?
Yeah. そういう感じでさ、イヌワシもこう決まってんのかな、この辺を飛ぶとか。決まってるんだったら防げるじゃん。本当はその鳥の専門家とかに聞けば。
I think eagles just do whatever the fuck they want.
Okay.
I mean, they probably have some sort of migratory pattern, but I don't know if that means that these deaths, eagle deaths, were necessarily preventable. I mean, if they didn't build it, obviously that would have prevented it, but
yeah, 14 羽って結構多いもんね。
I think this, I guess it makes some sense to penalize them for the deaths of eagles, but I also think that a lot of different power companies should be fined for a lot of other different shit that's not happening.
確かに。
Like we just it was like a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about a report that basically figured out that coal power generation is killing like tens of thousands of people a year.
Right.
Easily.
Yeah.
Contributing to all kinds of birth defects and lung diseases. And
そういうのを考えるとこう、
I haven't gotten any. I'm breathing pollutants from this crap like every day. I haven't gotten anything from them. No one's.
Yeah. だからそういうのを考えると、まあこの14羽の犬足をわざとじゃなく殺してしまったことで100万ドル罰金っていうのは、まあ、どっちのサイドも unfortunate だよね。You know?、
Mm.
It's like, えー、って感じじゃん。
Well, I mean, are we... I mean, I'm not saying let's kill all the eagles, but it's strange that the government seems more concerned about these eagles than people.
I don't think they're just... It's just that they're more concerned. I think it's easier...for them to penalize this kind of stuff. だって利権が全然関係ないじゃん。
I think it's a this is like some conspiracy theory thinking、but I think this penalty and other penalties of this kind are probably something that was lobbied for by fossil fuel companies. Because they can minimize the viability of alternative energy resources with stuff like this.
I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, the oil companies are like, hey, look at those wind power guys. They're killing all the fucking eagles.
Yeah.
This is unacceptable. Meanwhile, they've destroyed the entire atmosphere.
Yeah.
And you know, the U.S. gets wiped out by Katrina or whatever. You know, natural disaster that comes along.
That's possible.
I don't know. I like eagles. Actually, these are the same kind of eagles that... Have you seen this video where the eagles are killing the goats?
What? No.
So, golden eagles... These eagles are huge. They eat goat.
Huh? どうやって? つっついて殺すってこと?
You think of eagles as like eating like mice and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But these golden eagles, there's these... Okay, so there's goats that...
普通に大人のヤギ?
Yeah. Fully grown, huge goats.
食べるの? わしが?
Yeah. So it's on YouTube. There's goats on like the edge of the cliff. Goats like to be on cliffs.
I guess... Yeah. 変なね、崖によく立ってるもんね、ヤギ。
Yeah. Well, if goats just chill on the bottom, then they just get eaten by bears or whatever.
Yeah.
So... To survive, they've evolved to live on the cliffs. Well, the eagles have evolved to hunt these goats, and what they do is they swoop down and they grab the goat's head or whatever, and just pulls him off balance, and the goat falls off the cliff. Yeah, and then the goat's dead.
Then the
eagle, and the eagle just eats him.
そっか。じゃあつついたりもしなくていいのか。
These eagles can actually grab the goat and carry it while flying.
マッチョすぎでしょ、羽。
Yeah, these eagles can grab a goat with their little feet, their little bird feet, grab this goat and it's flying. with a goat. The goat weighs way more than the eagle does.
Wow. And the goat is still alive, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
While it's flying.
They like, grab the goat
look,
and they
I'm
like
flying.
They grab the goat and they fly away from the cliff and just drop.
I'm flying, Mom. Look at me.
Nani, is that the goat?
Yeah.
意味わかんない。
あの、でもさ、あの、動物が意外なものを食べてる動画いっぱいあるじゃん、YouTube に。
Yeah.
もうそれ見てるだけで一日終わるぐらいの勢いなんだけど、マミ。
There's like dolphins killing sharks.
あの、一番やばいのは、あの、牛が小鳥食べてるやつ。
何小鳥?
Little birds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they eat little birds. なんか、なんかヒヨコみたいのがピヨピヨピヨピヨいるのを。
小鳥?
Yeah.
Okay.
ピヨピヨしてるのを牛がなんかフガフガフガフガフガって言って、そのまま食べちゃうの。鳥を、丸まま。なんかタンパク質とかが足りなくなってくると草以外のものも食べるらしいよ。
Really?
うん。あとペリカン、ペリカンやばいよ。みんな多分見たら嫌いになると思う、ペリカンのこと。 They eat anything. They'll try to eat a human baby. They try to eat a cat. They try to eat pigeons. で、口のとこに袋があるじゃん、ペリカンって、mm. そこに鳥がパタパタパタパタって溜まってんの。超キモよ。もうそれ見てたら一日終わる。あとあのカエルがネズミ食べてる、生きてるネズミ食べるのとか、カエルがカエルを食べてるやつとか。 Oh, this is so much fun.
The snake ones are definitely the craziest.
あのヘビがウサギ食べてるのとかも結構面白い。
No, they have snakes that there was a snake that ate an alligator or something.
Oh, I think I've seen a picture.
Snakes will just eat stuff that's way too big for itself.
そうそう。で、全然動けないんだよね。
And you look at the snake and it's like, it's the shape of the animal that they ate.
そうそうそう。
Like you look at the snake and you can tell what it ate.
そうそう。 I've seen a picture of a snake, あの、人間を食べた直後のヘビとか。
And the snake is 普通に like 人間の形でしょ？
まあ、まあ人間が中で丸まってるから別に、あ、ここが頭でとか分かんないけど、でも人間ってすごいでかいじゃん。だから動けないの、もう蛇がお腹が詰まりすぎちゃって超やばいよ。でそのなんか蛇をお腹を切って人間が中に入ってる、まあちょっとあのショッキングな画像とかもね見たけど、本当にそのまま丸飲みだから人間がそのまま入ってんの。
グロい。
すごいよ、でも。なんこんなの飲めんだ、みたいな。Anyways.
Yeah. Richard Branson has announced that his company Virgin Galactic will accept bitcoins as payment for space travel. So one flight costs 314 bitcoins, which is equivalent to $250,000, which is equivalent to 25.5 million yen. This move further legitimizes the Bitcoin as a useful currency. The value of the internet-based currency Bitcoin has increased by 60 times in the last year. And initially, people believed that the Bitcoin was popular just for its use in illegal markets. But recently, Bitcoins are being exchanged for a lot of legitimate legal goods.
バージンギャラクティックのリチャード・ブランソン CEO が、彼の会社が企画する宇宙旅行の支払いをビットコインで受け付けると発表しました。1フライト314ビットコインということで、これを円に換算すると2550万円です。過去1年でビットコインのやり取りは60倍にも膨れ上がっていると言われています。ビットコインむずい。
Totally should have bought some bitcoins earlier this year. I fucked up.
すごい高騰してんだよね、価値がね。ビットコインってあのオンライン上の通貨のことなんだけど、これ普通に換金しようと思えばできるんだよね、別に。
What do you mean?
You can exchange it easily, right? Like your money with Bitcoin? Or do you actually do all those like mathematical problems or whatever? いちいち。
You don't have to.
Oh, okay. Or
the math problem. Well, it's not really math problems. It's a decentralized cryptocurrency.
Mm.
So it's not like a normal currency. It's internet based.
Mm.
So it's all the payment processing is done by a network of private computers.
Okay.
And that's where that's what the decentralization is. And it's so like, they need computing power in order to process the transaction fees, right?
Right.
So the deal is, if you use your own computer to, they call it mine bitcoins, but what you're actually doing is processing transactions.
Okay.
Well, there's transaction fees that you'll get paid for processing the transaction.
Ah.
The same way that a bank, when a bank processes a transaction, they get some money from you, right?
File 共有ソフトみたいなやつをダウンロードするってことでしょ、まず自分が。
Well, the issue is that
it's kind of like those illegal music or what, file share software, no? Like P2P software?
Well, it is, it does connect to a network.
And it's like, you're kind of like helping other people.
You're just helping to process payments.
Oh.
You're facilitating these exchanges, right? And they need computers to do that. They could have set up, you know, a bunch of servers somewhere and it's like, oh, this is the Bitcoin server. But they really wanted it to be a decentralized system. And for that reason, the payment processing is also decentralized.
Okay.
And all the transactions are recorded and they're public.
Okay.
So.
でもその、ということはそのビットコインの世界の絶対値が決まってるわけじゃん?
It's capped at 21 million bitcoins.
Okay.
I don't think it's reached that number yet.
Hmm.
They award newly minted bitcoins to people that help process payments, I think.
Okay.
I'm actually not that familiar with this whole thing. I've never mined a bitcoin.
なんか難しく聞こえるんだよね。すごい。なんかやってみたら意外とそんなに難しくない。やってみた方が早いのかもしれないんだけど、あの読むよりも。
Well, I don't know.
But it sounds really complicated.
I think you should know what you're doing if you're going to get involved.
ね、怖いよ。It's like, oh, but, I just lost all my money.
Anyone that bought bitcoins before.
そうだよ。だってどこ、なんだっけ、一回さ、どっかの国の人がさ、ビットコインを何年前に買って忘れてて、あ、そういえばこんなのあったんだったって思ったら、今もう何千万円ぐらいの価値になってて、家買った人いるじゃん、この間。
Yeah, with like,
I think it was someone in Sweden
or
something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
超ラッキー。
Yeah, it's still early. A lot of people think that this that Bitcoin's going to crash and that it's a bubble, it's unstable, and there's a bunch of problems with it. And so there's a lot of skepticism around it. And usually when something appreciates this much, it is a bubble.
Yeah.
And it does crash.
Yeah.
That's typical.
Yeah.
But personally, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think that this currency is too good to just fail and disappear. It's so decentralized. It makes more sense. Dollars don't make sense because they can just print more dollars whenever they want to. If the government decides to buy another currency, they can, you know, increase the money supply that way. There's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
All the fiscal and monetary policy, usually none of that's helping anyone that's invested in dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you compare the worth of a dollar now to what it was, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, it's nowhere close.
Yeah.
It's a rapidly depreciating currency and it's unstable as well.
なんかこの、でもなんていうの、その貨幣っていうもう毎日目にしてる、でも結構ちゃんとエスタブリッシュしてるものを全く違うコンセプトでもう一回作り直すっていうか、その発想はすごいよね。この中本、なんだっけ、サトシ？
うん、中本サトシ。
まあ日本人かわかんないんだけど、偽名かもしれないから、何人か、誰かわかんないんだよね。この発明というか、
も
ともとのコンセプトを論文としてみんなに発表した人。
It may be a pseudonym.
Yeah.
But he introduced this concept in 2008.
Yeah. Nakamoto Satoshi. So random.
I'm a fan of the Bitcoin. I think this is the future.
Mm.
I think that I think it has a chance. I think Bitcoin has a real chance of establishing itself as a more legitimate currency than a lot of the, you know, than
Franks or whatever. このもともとのビットコインのコンセプト自体をもうまず理解しちゃえば普通の今うちらが使ってる貨幣よりも it's more transparent. It's more わかりやすいはずじゃん for everybody. Because we're all like equalの立場じゃん。銀行もないし。だけどその最初の何ステップがわかりにくすぎてこのマイニングとか誰かちょっとわかりやすく説明してほしいビデオとかで。
There's a lot of videos that explain it very, very clearly.
Oh yeah.
But most of the videos are produced by people that have an agenda. So they want you to like subscribe to their Bitcoin mining, because they kind of make it seem like, oh, anyone can mine Bitcoins. All you got to do is plug in your computer and you got like Bitcoins just, you know, raining and just popping up on your screen. Like you just earn more Bitcoins. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If I took my laptop right now, and this is like 2010 something MacBook. I would not, even if I dedicated my computer completely to mining Bitcoins, I probably wouldn't get anything.
Mm.
The people that are mining Bitcoins,
CPUとかはすごいやつじゃないといけないでしょ。
have like crazy computing power. They have computers that are specifically designed just
to mine Bitcoin.
To mine Bitcoins.
Wow.
That's the only thing these computers do.
まあだから 変な話、株とかをさ、もうずっと個人でトレーディングしてる人いるじゃん。でも家にモニターとかいっぱい置いて、だからもう、それだけにデリケートしてるパソコンみたいな。まあそういうもんでしょ、だから。それでだから何百万円とか。
No. This is totally different. I mean, you can trade stocks and stuff. You don't need a crazy computer to do
that. Yeah, but I mean, like, it's kind of like similar. Like, that's how they make money. That's what they do.
This is much more similar to I mean, you're rewarded for processing power. They actually, they were actually using graphics cards for this. You know, the graphics cards that cost like $600 each. You got like, you know, a bunch of them strung together in some weird, crazy computer that's cooled by, I don't know, liquid hydrogen or whatever. Some crazy computers. So it's like the approach is you really have to understand computers.
Yeah.
And IT to participate. And that's what sets it apart from some of these other things. Right? It's not just
Richard Branson がこのフライト王者314ビットコインで払ってもらうじゃん。 Can he exchange it with $2 easily? Or
yeah, no? That's how that guy bought his house. That's what everyone's doing right now.
Okay.
If you can buy Bitcoins, you can sell Bitcoins. It's the same thing. Because someone's doing one of them.
Right. Fushigi.
You just look confused right now.
That's 超むずいよこれ。 I see it all the time, like Bitcoin, like articles about Bitcoin, news about Bitcoins. But it's so new as a concept that, and so different from our 今の通貨の常識 that it's like 何の話みたいな。
I love reading about Bitcoins. It's fascinating. I know people that have made so much money. Like it's not like one dude in Switzerland or something or Sweden or whatever. It's a lot of people have made tens of thousands of dollars off of very small investments of just hundreds of dollars. You know, so and a lot of these people have cashed out already. They're like, I'm done.
超ラッキーだよね。
Because if you realize something, you know, something like Bitcoin in its early stages, the nature of it is either it's going to take off or it's going to crash.
Yeah.
So if you can say, I don't need this $300. I was going to spend it on crack. I'm going to just blow it on Bitcoins instead and just see what happens. And there's a lot of people that did that. At this stage, it's right now it's less risky than it was before. Mm. And there's also less reward than there was before.
Yeah. It's interesting because なんかここまでネット見てるとビットコインって本当にしょっちゅう出てくるんだけど、テレビとかで話してるの一回も見たことない。Personally. It's not like I watch TV all the time, but
yeah, me neither.
なんか説明しても良さそうなのにね。At least, I mean, they don't have to promote it or anything, but at least they can like explain what it is for.
Yeah,
for people,
I mean, is it that complicated? I don't know. It's just so normally a currency is controlled by a government. Mm. You know, so then anything that happens with that government is affecting your currency.
Yeah.
Well, Bitcoin doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So, I think in a lot of ways it has advantages over other currencies. But I don't know. I don't.
Mm.
I've like read a Wikipedia page and watched like two YouTube videos.
Yeah.
So I don't know that much.
ね、なんか実際に超やってる人とかすごい持ってる人と話したいよね。Like I want someone who actually has bitcoins to like explain it to me.
Well, I know.
So I want that. しかも I need that person to like really dumb it down for me.
Well, here's the thing. I know people that have bitcoins and have made lots of money with bitcoins. They have no idea what it is either.
Oh.
They just followed a series of steps on the internet to acquire bitcoins.
Mm.
And, you know, they have it and you have like a wallet online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's where your bitcoins are stored. And then they don't even think about it. It's like the guy in Sweden.
Mm.
And then they read in the news like, oh, it's worth, you know, the price is up to... I don't know, whatever it is right now.
Mm.
$500-$600 or something.
Mm.
And they're like, whoa, I made a bunch of money.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what my point was. But
むずいね. Okay. 終わり?お話。
以上です。
以上です。今日特にね、面白い。あの、後のお話ないんだよね。
Yeah. Sorry.
But we'll have some announcements soon. Cool announcements. Hopefully soon. というわけで。
How's Barutan doing?
超かわいいよ。
Well, how's he doing?
元気だ。あ、でもね、ちょっとくしゃみしてるから明日病院連れて行くかも。
Cat sneeze? I guess cats
すごいよ、なんか。クシクシクシクシ。みたいになってて、前にね、猫風邪ひいて薬飲んだんだけど、
うん、
なんか癖になってるみたい、くしゃみが。かわいい。あれ、インスタグラムにね、クマちゃんの写真載せたらみんながかわいいって言ってくれて嬉しかった。
Yeah, that's how it goes.
I know, right?
That's the entire...
I know, right? That's what I'm like fishing for.
That's like 90% of the internet right now.
I know.でもね、ちょっと重くなってきたよ。もう3キロぐらいだよ、多分。
うん、太った?
太ってない。もう、だってマミ、餌、測ってあげてるもん。
うん。
偉すぎ。真面目。そこだけ真面目。
That's cool.
寒いね。
Yeah.
もうすぐ12月だよ。
I haven't been outside in like 5 days.
やだ。しかも男の人ってさ、何このカーテン黒いじゃん。
Why are you generalizing all men?
But like a lot of guys are using like either black or super dark gray curtains. So like カーテン閉まってるともう何光が遮断されすぎて何時かもわかんないみたいな。Right? I can't do that.
カーテンの話はいい。
No, my point is like ひどい。そうでもちょっと風邪ひかないようにね。もう冬だよ。もうすぐ12月だよ。
Yeah, it's kind of 微妙 right now. You can't go snowboarding, but it's freezing. Can you go snowboarding yet? まだだ。
まだじゃない?わかんない。近くでってことでしょ? Like 長野とか, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
まだじゃない? I don't know. もでも北海道とかはね、もうだって雪ずっと前から降ってるもんね。
Yeah.
でも沖縄はさ、今暑いんだよ。23度とかだよ。あー、いいな。
My sister was just there.
Oh yeah? いいの。沖縄の人、結構沖縄のね、リスナーいるんだよね。バイリンガルニュース。Hello people in Okinawa. 羨ましいね。
I really want to go back to Okinawa.
Yeah, me too.
I just need to get out of Tokyo. You can't be in Tokyo for too long. It's just...
Yeah, it's really exhausting.
Can anyone... Do you know anyone that's okay just staying in Tokyo?
No.
Everyone says the same thing.
確かに.
Like, I have to get out of Tokyo.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a...
確かに.
Like a well-understood phrase.
そうね. 東京にいる人みんな言うよね. ああ、 もうちょっとそろそろ 出ないとみたいな. もうちょっと長くいすぎ. 大体ね 3ヶ月とか あの、本当にだから千葉とかにも行かないで、もう都内だけにいると、大体 2、3ヶ月ぐらいで結構みんな、ああ、もうなんかちょっと一回外出たいわ、みたいな。
I kind of get excited though, because if I stay in Tokyo for so long, and then yeah. I leave,
yeah.
just, even if I just drive to like Shizuoka or something,
mm.
then when you see mountains
trees
and
trees,
stuff,
yeah.
and you breathe like fresh air, it's
yeah.
like, oh my god.
そうだって伊豆とかさ、なんか本当1時間ぐらい離れたとこで行くともう山見えるじゃん。もうその時点でなんか、うわ、山だみたいな。子供みたいだけど、うわ、やばい。なんか空気がきれいみたいな幸せになるよね。Yeah, living in a big city is like 無理。あの、若い時はまだいいんだよ。ちょっとだから
No, it's worse.
It gets worse.
When I was a
as
kid,
you grow older.
When I was small living here, I hated it a lot more.
Oh yeah?
In Tokyo. Yeah. Well, there used to be like no English in Tokyo. The train system had zero like
まあ、だからそういうのをちょっと置いとくと、その文化とかさ、言語とかを置いとくと I feel like it gets worse as you grow older. It's like the city is like so exhausting. I just want to get out of here, みたいな.
Yeah, well, once you're working, you...
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. All right, あと、マミがこの間、こんにゃくが、海藻でできてるって言ったために、超いろんな人が、こんにゃく芋のね、写真とか送ってくれて教えてくれて、うちのママが、もう恥ずかしいからやめてよって。
もうどんな親かと思われるじゃないよ。Oh, and I said, I was talking about katsu, and I said, apparently I said レタスの千切り instead of キャベツの千切り. And it's really weird because in real life, I never, ever get confused. Like, キャベツとレタス.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, I cook and everything. So I was like, oh, did I really say that?
Mommy cooks.
I do. Like, hello.
Yeah, こんにゃく芋.
こんにゃく芋なんだね。ね。しかも、黒い粒々は、粒々は、ひじきなんだって。誰か教えてくれたツイッターで。もうね、ツイッターってさ、エピソードやった後、大体みんなそのニュースの感想とかをくれるじゃん、ツイッターで。なのに、あの日だけみんなこんにゃく芋の話してたから。
I'm surprised that こんにゃく芋 wasn't trending.
I know. It got so much attention. I was like, oh, 恥ずかしい. Yeah. というわけで、今後も多分そういうね、常識外れなことを here and there ちょっと言うかもしれないけど、皆さん許してください。
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Okay. というわけで、今週も一週間頑張りすぎずに頑張りましょう。Okay.
終わり。
終わり。Bye.
Bye.